Good morning. Today's daf in Kedushin Chaf Aleph. We're in Chaf Amud Beis. We caught up last week, but Shabbos fell a little bit behind. Okay. What we're trying to discover over here is, in terms of Geula, what should our attitude be regarding the Eved Ivri? Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy. And in terms of Geula, so how we're going to be Geula him? So the answer is with money. That wasn't the question. He was purchased with money, so you're going to redeem him with money. That part was easy. What the part we were trying to figure yesterday is that what if there was a fluctuation in price? What if his purchase price went up, went down, and he wants to redeem it now based on what? On the original price when which he was actually purchased for, or on the adjusted price based on current market conditions? And what did we learn together based on a sequence of psukim? And that is we're going to be makel on behalf of the Eved Ivri, whichever is the cheaper of the two numbers. So the lesser of the two numbers is the number we're going to elect in terms of redeeming him, and why. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara asked the question. The Gemara, this is a long answer that was given. We're in the middle of the answer. We're on Chaf Amud Beis, answering the question as to why. Why are we going to be makel for him? So the Gemara says, on one hand, you are now redeeming him from a non-Jew. A non-Jew owns him, and you're redeeming him. So the truth of the matter is that you don't have to really think that hard about it. It's pretty straightforward. We would like him to not only have an emancipation, but also, in other words, no longer be under the ownership of a non-Jew. Okay, with the influences that come along with it. Okay, that's on one hand. On the other hand, how did he get there? Well, the answer, of course, is that he sold himself over there. But beyond that, meaning how did he get there? So that's what we spent a lot of time in yesterday's Gav going over. And that is that he had averas, right? Light averas in which the Akash Baruch Hu kept nudging him to reform, to rehabilitate. And he wasn't ready for any of the messages. And then he had to sell this, sell that, until eventually he had to sell himself. Okay. I made a long story short. Right, the Gemara went over it yesterday in much greater detail. And by the way, how did the Gemara know all this? Because you're just following the Psukim and Parshas Bahar. You start from the beginning, you work your way down, and you'll see that basically the Torah itself doesn't give the narration of why it is that you're selling all these items. But now we know the Gemara's assumption is that basically you're selling off all your possessions because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nudging you that you need to check yourself. Okay, so with that stated, so the Gemara said, why be makel on his behalf? Meaning, he effectively put himself in that position. And since he put himself in that position, it helps, but just a little bit. So he puts himself in that position. So we shouldn't be makel with him. So that is effectively where we're holding in the Gemara right now. We're on Chaf Amud Beis. Yeah, but the Gemara says good. But the Gemara also said that may have nothing to do with pigeon. Okay, the Gemara went over. So Amar of Nachma Yisak Trey Kreiksevi. So we're in Chaf Amud Beis, and yeah, let's start over here. Okay, 6-7 lines from the top of the Amud. So the Gemara now notes that there are two psukim. So Ksiv im od rabos bashanim. With emphasis on the base. So if there are a lot of years remaining, or if there are few years remaining. But you'll notice very carefully as I read the pasuk and I put the emphasis on the base. So if there are a lot of remaining in the year, bashanim. Now in English it doesn't translate well, and the Gemara is going to note in Hebrew it doesn't translate well. So the Gemara says v'chi yeshanim mirubos and v'yeshanim uatos. What do you mean? Years are a fixed amount. So what are you going to do? You're going to have a lot of a year or a little of a year? A year is a fixed amount. So Ella Nisrabe Kaspo. So now the Gemara says like this. So what we're describing over here is that in the year Nisrabe Kaspo, and Nisrabe Kaspo meaning that the price went up. So then Mikesef Miknaso. So if price goes up, so what do we go to in terms of redemption? The original price, which is the lower one. And Nismai Kaspo. And that's v'im ma'at nishar b'shanim. Where now that means that the number went down. It's my kaspo. So k'fishanav. So now what we're going to do is that you're going to go based on the whatever years are remaining, meaning that we're going to adjust it to his current value, the lesser value. So the Gemara says, how about we just give a simple pshat in the Pesukim, right? You're talking about price change, adjustment, how we're going to adjust. The Gemara says, how about this? How about just simply say, he worked for 2 years, he's got a lot of years remaining, meaning four, the majority. Or alternatively, he worked 4 years, he's only got few years remaining, i.e. two. Why can't you just offer that as a simple pshat? So imke nichtav kra im od rabo shanim im acha nishar shanim my ba shanim. So nisra b'kaspo b'shanim mikasim b'knesa nisba kaspo b'shanim kfi shanav. So the Gemara says, and I already gave the answer away, the Gemara says it's that extra base. Meaning if all the Torah wanted to tell me was, is that either whether there be a lot of years remaining or a few years remaining, the Torah could and should have said the word shanim by itself. Bashanim? Bashanim is obviously referencing something that's strange about the year, i.e. his price went up or went down. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef, Dashina Rav Nachman, Lani Krai, Kisinai. Rav Yosef says that when Rav Nachman tackles these psukim, so he's handling them as if he accepted them from Har Sinai, meaning pure, right? That he really did a. This is not my haskama. I'm sure everyone understands. He did an unbelievable job attacking, explaining all these psukim as we just got done doing so. Okay. We're in Chaf Amud Beis. The questions on the table are going to be the following. By mina Rav Huna bar Chinam Rav Sheshes Eved Ivri Nimkalo Vikochav Nigal Lachatzayin O Ein Nigal Lachatzayin. Okay, so you have an Eved Ivri sold to a non-Jew, and now you have Geula, opportunity to redeem him. Okay, so someone's going to be a sponsor. Now I say somebody. The Torah actually is very clear. It's going to be either himself if he has the money. Obviously, currently he doesn't right now. Otherwise, he would not have sold himself. So it either could be himself. Alternatively, it could be a family member. Okay, we'll go over more of that later this morning. The question on the table right now is the following, and that is that in order to be goal him, so you have to pay, obviously. Can you pay right now installments? You don't have all the money. Okay, right now, let's say for Geula purposes right now to redeem him, I don't know, we need 100. I'm just throwing out a number. And right now we don't have 100. And so can we put down 50? And at least now that'll be our first, in other words, now, in terms of redeeming him, in other words, once the non-Jew is paid in total, in full, so obviously then and only then he's going to be released, but in other words, but can we put in installment payments into the redemption? Sounds reasonable. Gemara discusses. So the Gemara says, well, maybe we're going to learn it out through via Gzera Shavra from Steachuza. By Steachuza, now there's a lot of information you need to know in today's daf. And I admit already, I'm going to go through this assuming that you know what a steachuza is, you know what batei arichoma is, and there's a lot. There's really a lot in terms of redemption opportunities. So, I'm just a little bit apologizing on the front end. I know I'm going to be going quickly through these gemaras. So the gemara says, so steachuza. Now by steachuza, we have a drasha over there. The pasuk says, v'ish ki lo yelo gol v'hiziga yado matzegede gu'ula so. So the steachuza, you need kedei geula so. The only redemptive ability of steachuza is only when you pay for it in total. So now that we know that regarding steachuza, so you have ancestral property that you're looking to redeem, but can only be redeemed in full and no installments. So maybe the same thing is true regarding Eved Ivri. It has to be done in full with no installments. And why would I connect the two? Gzeira shava. And on the other hand, what we could say is that no, that maybe what we're going to do over here is that we'll be makel vis-a-vis the Eved Ivri, but we're not going to be machmer. Okay, Tosos over here points out that if what we just suggested is that it's a gzera shava opens the portal between one area of halach and another, and once the portal is open, so we don't start figuring out, well, is it going to lead to a chumra, is it going to lead to a kula? Meaning, once you have a gzera shava limud, so then the limud is just basically it's in total. It's a total limud, and wherever the chips fall, chumra, kula, that's why Tosfos over here is strongly of the position that the word Gzeira Shava over here is not to be taken super literally. Okay? I'm not sure exactly what, whatever. It definitely have to think about it. So Amrle, so again, the question on the table now is there Vidya Vri? So can Geula be done in installments? So Amrle, Lav Amart Hasam. Nimkar kula velo chetzio achanami. Nigo kula velo chetzio. So the Gemara says, well, let's consider the original sale. The original sale has to be kula. In other words, there's no such thing as an original sale where when he sold into slavery, so there it's only going to be partial satisfaction. There's no such thing. We touched on that earlier, not just touched on it. We learned it earlier in this perek, back on Daf Yeches. So just like going into his avdus has to be in full, not partial, so redemption has to be in full, not partial. Amar Abayim Tim Salam Nigal Chatzay Mishkach Lelukul Chomra. Okay, so our question right now on the table is the following: is that when it comes to Geula Seved Ivri, when he was bought, when he was purchased by a non-Jew, so is it Lichatzayin? Can you pay in installments? Yes or no? So the Gemara says, well, let's consider the following. If we say Nigala Chatzayim, so then we could find it going both as a Kula and as a Chumra. How? Lakula, so that, let's consider the following now. And over here we're tracking his value. Zavni b'me'avayay v'lei chamshin paga d'dame. So let's say, for example, that the original purchase price was 100. And now he wants out. He's got a family member. He's ready to sponsor him. Puts 50 down. Now, Ashkach v'kam amasayim. Now, after 50 went down as a partial payment, so now 50 represents what? 50 represents half of his value. Now, what happened was is that he went up now to 200. In other words, his value started at 100, now went up to 200. So, iamar nigala chatzayin, so yayv le mea v'nafik. So now, what do you say? So if you say nigala chatzayin, that installment payments do in fact work. So now, how much you have to pay in order for him to be able to go free? Well, when you gave 50, what did 50 represent at the time? 50 represented half. So now that he went up to 200, so all you have to do now is pay the second half. Well, the second half is only going to be 100, because half already was paid for. So that if installment payments work. On the other hand, if installment payments don't work, so when you gave him 50, so how much of him did you redeem? The answer, of course, is nothing. When he went up to 200, so now how much do you have to pay? Now you have to pay the balance. In other words, he's holding your 50 of yours. But again, that's not counted towards payment. He's just holding it. So now that 50 that you gave him is just in holding. And now what do you have to pay? You have to pay 150. So, I amart ein nigal lechatzayim yavle me'ev v'chamshim v'nafik. And now you're going to have to pay 150. So if installment payments work, so in this scenario that we just outlined, you only have to give him 100. If installment payments don't work, so now you got to give 150. Again, I know I went through that quickly, but that would be a different. Now the Gemara says, now as quickly as I went through that, the ha amart nisra b'kasba mikasa miknaso. Now the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. What did we learn just moments earlier in today's daf? And that is that when his value goes down, so you're going to be easier on him, and that he's only going to have to pay the reduced rate, not the original rate. So the Gemara says, okay, I recognize that. And the Gemara says, go into Okir Vizalva Okir. The Gemara says that under consideration, the case we're discussing is that his original value was 200, then he went down to 100, and then he went back up to 200. Okay, and now, right, the market's going all over the place. And now what happened was is that, so his original purchase price was 200 for redemption, for it to be 200. Then he went down to 100, and then there was a partial payment on the 100. 50 of the 100 was paid. Is that partial payment count towards the partial payment? If yes, then all that's owed is just 100 remaining. If no, then 150 is remaining when his value goes back up to 200. Again, I know I did that quickly, right? But hopefully I was clear. And if you want to just play it again, listen again. Anyway, so that is how it could be a kula if partial payments count. How is it going to be a chumra? Consider the following. So now, his original value was at 200, and now what you put in a partial payment of redemption of 100. Now what happened, his value plummeted. So now he went down to 100. So now, if that partial payment counted, so what did that partial payment represent? Half of his worth. So, but now that he went, so you paid off half. So now that he went down to 100, what do you have to pay? The second half. What's the second half? Another 50. Okay, fine. On the other hand, but if partial payments are not counted as partial payments, so now when you gave him the 100, so that didn't count as a partial payment. So what is he now? He's holding your money, but it's your money. So now, so now it works out good for you because now that his market value has plummeted down to 100. So now what do you owe for redemption? 100. Oh, you're holding my 100. Oh, great. I'll tell you what. In other words, the 100 that you're holding, you'll keep it. I'm gonna take my cousin. I'll take my nephew. Okay. All right. So the question on the table is there geula chatzayim by an eved ivri? Yes or no? And the answer is right now. Open ended question. Next. So we ask partial payments as it relates to an Eved Ivri. This is our second partial payment question of the day, and that's going to be regarding Bati Arei Chama. You own a house in a walled city. We all know the halacha. We've gone over it multiple times. And that is that you have 1 year to redeem it. If you do not redeem it at the culmination, termination of 1 year, so then it remains permanently in the buyer's hands. Buyers get to keep it in perpetuity. Perpetuity over here means forever. Meaning not yovel forever, but forever, forever. Good. That's the halacha. So now you have 1 year to redeem it. So now, are we going to be allowing partial payments? Now, obviously, again, let's speak it out. Redemption only comes when you satisfy the full balance. But, in other words, at least is partial payment going to count towards the balance? That's the question. The other option, obviously, is that it has to be full equity. And the only way redemption works is that you come in with 100% equity. You have all the cash. In order to redeem it, then and only then is the redemption going to work. So, does it work by Abati Arechama? Again, the starting point of the whole discussion is Te'achuza, so you can redeem it, and Kedei Ge'ulaso. It has to be a full payment. Okay, fine. So that we know. What we want to know is, can we extrapolate that to other areas of redemption? Does it extrapolate to Eved Ivri? We don't know. Open-ended question. We just discussed it. Does it extrapolate to Bati Arei Chama? Right now, currently, that's on the table for discussion. So, Amar Lemim B'Joshua Shal Rabbi Shimon, Nishma Shalov Avigol Avigol L'Chatzayin, D'Tanya, the Gemara says, well, I know the answer. We're going to learn it together from Rabbi Shimon. Mimidrasho Shal Rabbi Shimon. Not only does partial payment work, but also, you know what you could do? You could borrow money, right? You could take out a loan in order to redeem it. All according to Rabbi Shimon. How do I know that? How does Rabbi Shimon know that? The pasuk says, "V'im ga'ol yigal." Malam shelova v'gol v'gol lechatzai nami Rabbi Shimon ma'atam. Lefisha matzina mochers de'achuz v'shiyafa kochashim higa yova v'lo nigal lechozes labala v'yavel hura kochashena yolova v'gol v'gol lechatzaiin. So makdish shara kochashim higa yova v'lo nigala. So yotzal lekohanim v'yavel. So Yafiko Khoshlova go Vigola Vigola Chatzai. I read a lot, I read quickly. Allow me please to explain. With a Steyachuza, you can either sell it or you could be Makdish it. Okay, they're both transfers of ownership, but there is a huge difference between the two. When you are a Mocher Steyachuza, so what happens in Yovel, it comes back to you. Bounces right back to you. If you're a Makdish Steyachuza and it's not redeemed by Yovel, you lose it forever. It goes to the Kohanim. All this we did in Erechin extensively. Over here now, what Rabbi Shimon's arguing is the following. You know, the Torah says that by Mocher Steyachuza, so when you redeem it, it has to be all cash. It has to be all cash. Okay. In other words, not installment and not loans. It has to be all cash. Okay. And what Rabbi Shimon says is, well, here's my understanding. Generally speaking, when we talk about halacha, by the way, we don't use reason. Rabbi Shimon does. Rabbi Shimon is Dorish Taima Dekra. He always looks to give reasonable interpretations and base halacha based on that reasonable interpretation. Okay. This is Rabbi Shimon consistently throughout Shas, and here it's no different. So Rabbi Shimon's arguing the following. Well, look, by the mocher steachuza, if you don't redeem it, what's going to happen? It comes right back to you. Okay, fine. So because it's going to come back to you, so that's yafe kocho. So therefore, in terms of redemption, the Torah made it much harder for you. You're going to need to redeem it all cash. So when it comes to makdish steachuza, so now you're in a bind. Meaning, after you were makdish it, so now if you don't redeem it, what happens? It doesn't come back to you. So there it's horakocho. You're already starting in a weaker position. So therefore, what the Torah allowed you to do is redeem it, and the Torah relaxed the rules of redemption. You don't need all, and you don't need cash. In other words, partial payments work, and borrowing works as well. Okay. So that is the argument of Rabbi Shimon. That is the logical argument of Rabbi Shimon that teaches us that by mochis de'achuza, so it's all cash, that's a pasuk, by maktish de'achuza, so it doesn't have to be all and doesn't have to be cash. Okay. So, hi, mochir bat erichoma nami, ho v'ho rekuchosh im ulo shana tamim v'lo nigala nechlat, yafakochosh lo v'vigol v'gol l'chatzayin. Let's take the argument now and bring it to Bati Arichoma. It's beautiful, meaning just from a logic standpoint. Bati Arichoma, now what happens after the year? You're going to lose it forever. And again, forever, not Yovel forever. So you're going to lose it forever. So now based on the logic of Rabbi Shimon, so are we going to relax the rules of Geula? You bet we are. Because in failure of Geula, you're going to lose it forever. You know what? You don't need all and you don't need cash. Right, partial payment will work, and borrowing money in order to redeem it, that also is going to work as well. Okay, Eisve, the Gemara is now going to challenge. So what we just did together is ask the question about Geula lechatzayin and lo vevegal. We asked it regarding being machtish de'achuza. We asked it regarding bate arichoma, and we use the Rabbi Shimon argument to answer the question. It's great. Eisve, the problem is that we're now ready to learn a brisa together. We're on Chaf Amud Beis. We are towards the bottom, the very bottom. Eizve im gaol yigael malami shalav v'gaol v'gaol lechatzayin shiach v'lo dinhu. Okay, this brisa over here is talking about being makdish de'achuza. And the brisa tells us partial payment's fine, borrowing is fine. Now here, that part's good. That's not difficult. We just said that as well. The problem now becomes the next part of the Braisa, where the Braisa attempts a Kavachomer. V'halo dinhu, let's consider now, we seem to have a Kavachomer. Ma'amochus de'achuz ha'shafakochashim higel yovel v'lo nigel ha'chozor s'labala b'yovel ha'rakocha ein lova v'gol v'gol ha'chatzayim makdish sh'arakochashim higel yovel v'lo nigel ha'yotzo l'konim b'yovel ein odin sh'arakocha she'ein lova v'gol v'gol ha'chatzayim. So the Gemara says, so the Kavachomer would tell us that, look, ste'achuzah, which is lighter, and yet the Torah says it's all or nothing. So makdish de'achuza, which is more chamor, so there, where you're not going to get it back, so there it stands to reason that you do not get partial payment and you need cash. Opposite of what we just said. So the Gemara says, malam ocher ste'achuza shekein hara kocha ligal miyad. So tomer b'makdish ishiyafa kocha ligal miyad. So the Gemara says, yeah, but by mocher ste'achuza, you have 2 years in which you can't redeem it, right? A special halacha built into the sale. And again, I say sale, we really mean lease, okay? In other words, in English, the word lease is a better word. So in leasing the steachuza to another person, again, I'm going to use the word mocher, because that's the Torah's word. So in mocher steachuza, so you can't redeem it 2 years back. Makdish, however, you can redeem immediately. So the Gemara says, so as much as we want to make a kavachomer, it's not a great kavachomer. Mocher b'ayz b'bat erichom yechich she'afakoch ligal miyad ve'inu lo v'vigol v'gol l'chatzayin. Now the Gemara says, yeah, but you know what? Bat erichom, where you do not have the 2 year, the 2 year ban of redemption. In other words, by bat erichom you can redeem it immediately. In fact, as we just pointed out, you want to redeem it immediately, but in other words, you don't have it, and yet it can't be done in halves, and it can't be done with credit. In other words, you need all cash. So over here, we just learned the Braisa together. And the Braisa said, when do I need all cash? all the time. Mocher Shtei Achuza, all cash. Makdish Shtei Achuza, all cash. Bati Arichoma, all cash. So this price over here goes against Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, Lokasha. The Gemara says, and the answer is so simple. You're right. The price goes against Rabbi Shimon. Do you know why? Because the price is not reflecting the viewpoint of Rabbi Shimon. So Ha Rabban and Ha Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, exactly. In other words, what we presented earlier was according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is Dorish Taima Dekra. Rabbi Shimon allows logic to be what informs halacha. Okay. By the way, I've said this before. We've heard this before, right? The Rabbi Shimon's logic informs halacha is a dangerous position, because logic is, it's good, but is it right? They're correct. There's a subjective nature to logic, and it's whatever. It can be. It can be a dangerous position. But anyway, okay. But we're gonna throw caution into the wind. Anyway, that's Rabbi Shimon's position. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon will tell you, when is it all cash? By Mocher Shtei Achuza, that's all cash. But again, because it's coming back to you. But when you're looking at possible permanent loss of property, like Makdish Shtei Achuza, like Mocher Arichoma. Thank you. By Arichoma. So when you're looking at a total forever loss of property, so there, Rabbi Shimon will tell you, logic would dictate that you can redeem it partially. You could redeem it using credit. Okay, good. That is all Rabbi Shimon. And what the Chachamim will tell you is, we don't even have your starting point. We don't think logic informs halacha. You know what we think informs halacha? The Torah. And meaning the Torah without logic. Rabbi Shimon also agrees that the Torah is the starting point. But it's the Torah, then apply logic. And what the Chachamim will tell you is, no, it's the Torah, and don't apply logic. So if the Torah says is that it's all cash, so then it's all cash. The Torah says it here, I'd extend it to other places as well. Unless the Psukim say otherwise. But in other words, but logic is not going to guide us. Okay. And so, Ha Rabbi Shimon, Ha Tanakama, as we're on the top of Chafalef. And let's do one more round of this very quickly. So over here, two brises. One say that redemption has to be all cash, and another brisa says no, it doesn't have to be all, and doesn't have to be cash. It can be partial, and it can be credit. So the Gemara says, "Lo kasha, Rabbanan, ha Rabbi Shimon." Okay, good. And the resolution we now know. Okay, excellent. We continue. The Gemara gives us simanim, right? That's simanic aids to help us remember. Commit to memory of the Gemara, the upcoming Gemara. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei Rav LeRav Ashi, Ika leMifrach. Okay, the Gemara now is just a follow up to the previous brisa. The brisa was making kavachomers. The Gemara now, standard classic Gemara, where the brisa made a kavachomer, and the Gemara is like, can we just reflect on that kavachomer a little bit more, And how's that kal v'chomer any good? So ika lemifrach malamocher bais bebat erecham shekein horakocha ligal laolam tamer b'maktish yavakocha ligal laolam. So the Gemara says we're comparing bat erechama to being maktish. So being maktish, how long do you have to redeem it? You'll have till yovel, right? Upwards of 50 years. It really depends on how far away we are from yovel. But in other words, you have many years. Doesn't have to be, but. Potentially many years to be redeeming it. Now, Bati Arichoma, the moment you sell it, you are on the clock. You have 1 year and only 1 year to redeem it. How can I compare those two? So, Amalei Rav Acha Sabla Rav Ashi Mishum Dika Lameimar Nehadudina. So, Tesei Bemehatzad. So, the Gemara says, what we're going to do is that we're going to use common denominator. We're going to use an argument, but with a mehatzad, a common denominator. The Gemara spells it out. So mochus deachuzi yochech shiafakoch ligal la'alam ein lava v'gol lechatzayin. So the Gemara says, selling a field. So over there, yafakoch, you have plenty of time to go ahead and redeem it. And there it's all cash. Mala mochus deachuzi shekein harakoch ligal mayad. On the other hand, there is a negative to selling of the field, which is your two-year hiatus, where you are restricted from redeeming it for those first 2 years. So now, that in of itself it can't be good. We'll take that, and we'll take Bati Arechoma as well. Because by Bati Arechoma, so there, redemption can be done immediately. So the Gemara says, and V'chazar Adin. And so, so on, they're not identical, however. However, what we're going to do is we're going to take the common denominator. Common denominator is that you can redeem them, and it has to be all cash. And using now the Tzada Shaveh will now just simply apply to Maktisha Deu, where there too it's got to be all cash. Again, remember, that's all according to the Chachamim, not according to Rabbi Shimon. What we're just trying to do is have a better understanding of the Kal V'chomer that was used. So Amalei Marzucha Breda Rav Mari LeRavina Ikla Mifrach. The Gemara says, Ma La Tzada Shaveh Shebehen Shekein Hura Sheharei Hura Kocham Ligal B'Shana Shnia. Tomer B'Makdish Yafa Kocham Ligal B'Shana Shnia. So the Gemara says, even as I take the common denominator between the two, we have now a Kal V'chomer created through common denominator. It's still not great. Why? Because of year two. Okay, now year two, it took me a while to figure out year two, but I got it. Or at least I think I got it. So year two means the following. Let's start off with Mocher Bate Choma. Sorry. Mocher Stei Achuza. Okay. Got a lot running through my head. So let's start off with Mocher Stei Achuza. Over there, what do you have? A two-year restriction of Geula. I can't redeem it year one, nor can I redeem it year two. Ah. Now, when it comes to Bate Ari Choma, now, what happens in year two? I can't redeem it. Now, the reason why I can't redeem it in year number two is because a walled city house is sold after a year, sale is finalized. Oh. And so now what does that mean? It means in year two I can't redeem it. The truth of the matter is, right, I can't redeem it ever again. But in other words, I'm taking these two halachas of Mocher Stei Achuza and Mocher and Mechiras Bayis Beir Choma, and I put them side by side, and look, even though in year one they're different, in one I can redeem and one I can't, but when you get to year two, so both of them I can't redeem. Now, admittedly, for two different reasons. In other words, for the field, it's just simply because there's a 2 year restriction. For the house in a walled city, it's because sale's been finalized. But still, in year number two, they both share the commonality in which you can't redeem it in year two. Okay. So the Gemara says, so once I now have the two of them have this unique feature, I can no longer extrapolate. The Gemara says that's the year two point. So, okay, so Amale Ravina, Mishum de Iklamemar, Evadivri, Nimkalo Vikocham Yochiach, Shiafakochaligal Vishanashnia, so Ain Lova Vigol Vigola Chatzain. So the Gemara says, you're right. So what we're going to do now is that we're going to attach a third Geula example. In other words, so it's Stei Achuza, it's Bate Arichoma, and it's your Evad Ivri that's owned by a non Jew. Can I redeem him in year number two? Sure. You can redeem in year one, year two, meaning an Evad Ivri sold to and selling himself to a guy. You can redeem them whenever. And over there, it's got to be all cash. So now, the common denominator, all cash. Okay. Good. That little piece of Gemara over there.
Rabbi Shimon read that. Rabbi Shimon.
That's all not according to Rabbi Shimon, meaning right. That entire discussion we just had was according to the Chacham and not according to Rabbi Shimon. Right. Really, very good. Okay. Perfect. Okay, by mine Ravuna Barchinam Rav Sheshes. Samocher buys Babati Arichom and Nigol Akrovim O Ain Nigol Akrovim. Okay. Selling a house in a walled city, can it be redeemed by relatives or not be redeemed by relatives? Geula Gula Mistei Achuza Gamar. Ma Stei Achuza Ain Nigel Achatzayim Nigel Akrovim. So Avhai Nami Ain Nigel Achatzayim Nigel Akrovim. Okay, so Geula's Krovim. Relatives redeeming. Now, there are places in the Torah where it's very clear relatives can redeem. Evid Ivri, which we're going to touch on momentarily, the Torah says three different ways that relatives can redeem. Okay, in other words, and when we say relatives redeem, by the way, just to be clear about what we're talking about, aside from the fact that your rich uncle is going to come over and bail you out, In other words, aside from that, so Geulas Krovim actually means that when a Karov comes in, so he can force redemption. Okay. In other words, as opposed to when somebody buys something and now you can have a potential redeemer coming in, so it's an option, meaning, you know what? I'll allow for redemption. I won't allow for redemption, meaning I don't want it redeemed. Okay, in other words, the owner has the option, but when it comes to a karov, so geulas karov, well, he can demand redemption. Okay, so that is a unique feature when it comes to geulas krovim. So the Gemara says, look, by mochers de'achuzah, we know there's geulas krovim. So what about mocher bayis bebate arechoma, houses of walled city? So is there geula redemption? The Torah doesn't say. So what we're going to do is classic over here. We're going to extrapolate from that which we know. So on one hand, can we extract it from mochers de'achuzah? Maybe yes. Or maybe no. Maybe Geula is only there to it's only there to minimize partial Geula, but it's not there to minimize relatives. So Amaleinu Nigal. So the Gemara says, houses sold in a walled city cannot be redeemed by relatives. So Esve, the Gemara says, okay, now let's challenge. Uvechol Geula Titnu. Okay, this is not the pasuk in total. The pasuk reads, right, uvechol eretz achuzaschem geula titnu laaretz. So the pasuk, not being clear about what it's describing, in other words, obviously it's describing the redemption, but in other words, are we talking about a house that is in ancestral property? Are we talking about being makdish? Are we talking about bat erichoma? Really unclear, but the pasuk says uvechol. So the rabbis batim ve'evet ivri. So my lovely labate arichoma. So over here, it's a ribui, right? Uvechol. It's coming to be inclusive. Inclusive of what? So the brisa says houses and evet ivri. Okay, great. Now we say houses. What does that mean? So ostensibly, my labate arichoma. Houses of walled city. Which means that it can be redeemed by relatives. Forced redemption by relatives. Even for Bate Arichoma. Now, you just posited, who am I pointing to? So, Rav Sheshes. So, you, Rav Sheshes, just posited that Bate Arichoma does not have the special halach of Gulas Krovim. And now I'm showing you a Braisa. I think the Braisa is pretty clear. The Gemara says low. Bate Chatzerim. No, it's talking about houses of your ancestral property. So, Bate Chatzerim, Be'ejiksiv Behu. Alsdei Ha'aretz. Yecha shave. Okay, so and over here, by the way, to appreciate this, you really have to know the beginning of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk reads, "Ubatei hachatzerim asher ein lam chomatz aviv alstei haaretz yecha shave." So there, you can make an accounting when you redeem it. In other words, we have a pasuk regarding the houses of your property. So ahu lekovachova. Va'aliba de Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara says, no, that pasuk over there is coming to tell me about forced redemption, according to Rabbi Elazar, D'tanya Milanta Braisa, V'galas Mimkar Achav, Rishos Ata Omer, Rishos Oino El Achova, Tamalam Revi Ishka Ki Lo Ye Lo Go El. So V'chi Yesh Adam Yisrael She'en Lo Go Alim, Ela Ze She'esh Lo V'eno Rotze Likach HaRishos Biyado. Div Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yeshua, I know I read that quickly. According to Rabbi Yeshua, there never can be a forced redemption. It's always going to be optional. Okay, now Rabbi Eliezer Omer, so v'galas mimkar achav chova, when your brother makes a sale, and you, meaning you're the brother of the person who sold, wants to redeem, so chova, the pasuk doesn't say the word chova, his understanding of the pasuk is obligation. Obligation meaning that the there's an obligation that falls on the karov to redeem it. Atomer chova eino ala rishos. So tamalomer v'chol geula titnu. Akasav kava chova. The Torah makes it a chova. So now, once we have the pasuk dedicated to teach us this halach of chova versus rishos, so it no longer becomes available to inform us regarding the bati arichoma, whether or not bati arichoma has this halacha of geulas krovim. So Amalei Rabban Rav Ashi Amalei Ravin Rav Ashi Bishlam Lamanda Amalei Rabbas Bat Erichoma Hainu Dichsiv Bechol Ela Amanda Amalei Rabbas Bat Echatzer and My Bechol Kasha. The Gemara finally concludes this discussion with, you know what? I really think it's just the stronger position is that we're including Bat Erichoma. Why? Because the Torah says the words Bechol. The word Bechol means in all housing. So there is an option of Geula. So all, meaning Geula's Krovim. So all housing would seem to indicate all housing. Whether the house is in a walled city, not walled city. So the Gemara says, Kasha, you're right, you're right. That seems to be the better argument. Okay, let's do a little bit more for today. Esve Abaye. Okay, the question on the table is the following. This, we're really deep in the world of Geula. We're talking now about Geula's Krovim and Bate Arechoma. Where the Torah does not openly say that a relative can come in, step in, and redeem the house that you sold in a walled city. We know that such a institution exists by Stei Achuza. Does it exist also by Bat Erechoma? That's the question on the table. We have a drasha seemingly leading us to the conclusion, yes. Rav Shesha says no. And we continue with this discussion. It says Geula three times over. Okay, I'm not going to go through the Pesukim right now. Again, we know we're in Parshas Bahar. We know we're in Perek Chaf Hei. The Pesukim to look up are Pesukim 48, 49. Memches, Memtes. Please forgive me. I'm not reading the Pesukim right now. Anyway, Maila Bat Erechoma Ve'Eved Ivri. It's a ribui on all redemptions. Now, again, the all redemption seems to be an all-inclusive statement. So, including also Batei Rechama, the Gemara says, well, Batei Chatzer and Vestei Achuza. Gemara says, not necessarily. So, Batei Chatzer and Vestei Achuza, Behecha, Ksiv Altei Aretz Yechashev. Gemara says, Stei Achuza, we already have a Pasuk. So, the Gemara says, Kedam Rav Nachma Yitzchak, Lekarv Karv Kodem, Hachanam, Lekarv Karv Kodem. Nah. The Pasuk over there just tells me order of operations. In other words, you look at the psukim, brothers, uncles, other relatives. So in other words, over there, so that's why it mentions the word geula three times, just simply to enlighten us of what is the proper sequence. Okay, and where else does this question come up? Regarding an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew. Not to a non-Jew. To a non-Jew, we certainly have geulas krovim. Again, that's a pasuk in Bahar. But when an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew, so geulas krovim. Can a karov come in and demand geula? Yes or no? Aliba de Rebbe Loti Balach Amar Mishenu Nigal Be'ele Nigal B'Sheish Ama. So lo mifrik. So according to Rebbe, we already know Rebbe's position on the matter. The answer is no, according to Rebbe. Kiti Balach Aliba de Rabban and my Yalfinan Schir Schir. Velo darshe yigalena schir schir is that gzera sheva which comes up again and again throughout all these sugyas, right? I think already back on Yudalid when we opened up the Eved Ivri discussion of the Gemara, we mentioned this gzera sheva, and here we are all the way on Chaf Aleph mentioning the gzera sheva again. And so schir schir opens up the various Eved Ivri parshios together, and just like Eved Ivri sold to a non-Jew, there's geula. Eved Ivri to sold to a Jew, there also is geula. On the other hand, you may have a gzera sheva, but you also have a miut. And geula can only be where he's sold to a non-Jew, not to a Jew. So tashma v'chol geula titnu l'rabos batim ve'eved Ivri myla bate arichama ve'eved Ivri hanimka l'Yisrael. So once again, we cite that pasuk in Bahar. That obviously Perek Chaf Hei, everything's Perek Chaf Hei. And this is Pasuk Chav Dalet, Uvechol, second time today. So the Gemara says, Lo, Eved Ivri, Nimka Lo, Vikol Chavim. Nah, it's talking about an Eved Ivri sold to a non-Jew. Eved Ivri, Nimka Lo, Vikol Chavim, Be'ejik Sivvei. O Dodo, Ben Dodo, Yigalenu. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Eved Ivri sold to a non-Jew. I don't need a drasha to tell me about Geula. I just open the Chumash, I read the Pesukim. That's how I know. So So the Gemara says, nah, because when you have an Eved Ivri sold to a non-Jew, chova, you have an obligation to redeem him. Meaning, I know we just debated that point, but not when it comes to Eved Ivri and being sold to a non-Jew. There, obligation. And by the way, just it's mistaber, meaning super. I know earlier this morning we talked about whether logic can dictate halacha or not. It's a machlokas tonight. But over here, this is me talking, so for whatever it's worth. Right, for whatever it's worth. But mistop, right, in other words, it's intuitive, at least to me. In that, when you have an Eved Ivri now who is employed, in indentured employment to a non-Jew, so you can imagine now that that's going to be very bad for his spiritual well-being. The Torah over there says, not as an option, but chova. In other words, any family member who is available and able, let's go. Let's get him out of there. Okay. Tashma, let's do one more quick round. Tashma ma tamalama yigalani 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 shosh pamim. The rabbis call a gush and he goes beseder kaseder azeh. My la bater rechama beved ivre nim kala Yisrael. Lo, bater chaserim usteh chuza. So another attempt to tell us that the geula option is an all-expansive option applying to not where just the Torah says, but even to where the Torah does not say. The Gemara again says, nah. So the Gemara says, Bate chatzerim behejik sivbu, I'll stay ha'aretz yechashev. Bate chatzerim, houses of your fields, and there you have a geula option. I don't need a drasha, I have a pasuk. Again, the Gemara is the same point. Amar Nachman Yitzhak, lekarav kodem. Okay. Karav kodem, in other words, it's just telling me order of operations, who comes before whom in terms of the family structures. First brothers, then uncles, and then uncles or cousins, and then any other family member. Okay, Adkan. Oh, good. Sure. Adkan, and truth of the matter is, tomorrow, new topic.